Well, let's open with a word of prayer, amen. Father, we open our hearts to you today, and we reach to you that we might experience the spirit of revelation and wisdom in the knowledge of you. Holy Spirit, Spirit of truth, we invite you to come and be in our midst and give us revelation knowledge of the word of God's truth, that we might know that pathway of truth into the presence of God. Father, we submit this time to you. We ask that you be glorified in our midst. Teach us, Holy Spirit, and glorify the Lord Jesus in all that is said and done today. And it's in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen. Before you actually open your manuals, if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to Isaiah chapter 29. And this will begin to give you a little bit of a premise for this whole entire course of study of what the Lord began to do in my heart some 10 years ago when he first began dealing with me about the concept of revealed praise. In Isaiah 29, I'm going to begin reading in verse 11. Well, let's start in verse 10. It says, "For the Lord has poured over you a spirit of deep sleep. He has shut your eyes, the prophets, and he has covered your heads, the seers. And the entire vision shall be to you like the words of a sealed book, which when they give it to the one who is literate, saying, 'Please read this,' he will say, 'I cannot, for it is sealed.' Then the book will be given to the one who is illiterate, saying, 'Please read this,' and he will say, 'I cannot read.' Then the Lord said, 'Because,'" and I want you to say that with me, "because." See, now the scripture is getting ready to tell us the reason why the Lord has poured a deep sleep over them, the reason why the book has been sealed, the reason why the vision has been shut up and they've not been able to see. He says, "Because this people draw near me with their words, and they honor me with their," the New American Standard says, "with their lip service, and they remove their hearts far from me, and their reverence for me consists of tradition learned by rote. Therefore, behold, I will once again deal marvelously with this people, wondrously marvelous, and the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the discernment of their discerning men shall be concealed." This is a time, I believe, when God is opening up the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, and he's once again dealing wondrously and marvelously with the body of Christ in the earth. This says that revelation and vision were shut up because the people drew near to God with their words. They honored him with lip service, but their hearts were removed far from him. And he says, their reverence, another version says, their worship of me consists of tradition learned by rote. Now, if you're not familiar with the terminology of learned by rote, I'm one of those singers that is in the unfortunate position of I learned to sing when I was about 14, 15 years old, was when I really started endeavoring to pursue the gift that God had given me as a singer. But I didn't have piano lessons, and I didn't really play an instrument. For 1 year in elementary school, sixth grade, I played clarinet. And I really did not learn how to read music. And I can, over the years, I can sort of semi-count. I can kind of keep up. I can count measures. But as far as really understanding what those notes on that page are supposed to sound like, I am nothing like Gary. I mean, Gary can look at the notes on the page and sing to you what is there. Even Deborah can do that. You know, and we think Gary is so phenomenally talented, but Deborah has a degree in music. She reads music. She can even do that. I cannot do that. I don't read music in those terms. So how do I sing then? I learn by rote, which means I learn by repetition, and I learn by listening, and I learn by watching someone else. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, okay, except that it's much better if you can read music. So that gives you an understanding of what it is to learn by rote. Learning by rote is just basically doing what you saw somebody else do, or singing what you heard somebody else sing. And the Lord said that the people during this time period had hardened their hearts to him to the place. They'd moved so far away from him that there was no heartfelt vision, see, of worship of God. There was no heartfelt revelation of reverence and worship for God. It was not something that was coming out of the heart. But they simply had gotten into a methodology where their reverence and their worship of God just consisted of traditions that they had learned by rote, just things that they had saw someone else do and that they had heard someone else do. And it was just a methodology, and it was dead religion. It was tradition learned by rote. And it was grievous to the Lord. And he said because their heart attitude was that way, it caused revelation and vision to be shut up and sealed off from them. Okay? The way I like to express it sometimes is like this. You know, even a parrot could be taught to praise God. A parrot could be taught to say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, they would learn it by rote. But it wouldn't mean that there was any heartfelt worship going on there. It wouldn't mean that they had any understanding of what they were doing. So the Lord began to deal with me that He wanted to move the body of Christ into a place where we were no longer just simply expressing our praise and worship by copying something we saw someone else do. Now, please understand that there is a measure of grace for that, that in certain levels of spiritual maturity, in certain congregations or in the lives of certain believers, the best thing they can do, little spiritual children, and I'm talking about people, someone that might be 40, but they're a spiritual child, the best thing they can do is copy their leader and follow their leadership. And yet, the desire is, my desire, Pastor Gary's desire, and I believe Jesus' desire, is that we disciple and we set a heartfelt goal towards moving our congregation and moving the believers in our congregation as a whole towards something deeper than that. That's a goal. We want revelation. We want vision for how to worship God according to the Word. Worship Him the way He desires to be worshipped. Worship Him according to the pattern that He designed and ordained and set up. And that's what revealed praise is all about. Worshiping God by revelation, according to a vision that's been inspired by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Someone say, praise God.